Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
My brothers and sisters grew up with a young man who lived on the farm adjoining ours. He was extremely bright and possessed many talents. For example, as a teenager, he could take apart the most complicated pieces of machinery and put them back together. He could have become a great engineer or inventor, or almost anything else he wanted to become. But he began running with the wrong crowd. His associates were drinkers, sexually promiscuous people, and generally lawbreakers. My father warned the young man about his company, but to no avail. Our young friend began to drink and to engage in other illegal and immoral behaviors. His devotion to alcohol and to other destructive behaviors brought about an untimely death. If we think we can control the effects of alcohol and other drugs, we are deceiving ourselves. Alcohol is a strong and addictive drug. We shall never know in this life how many families have been broken, how many lives have been destroyed, how many heartaches and headaches have been caused by someone's imbibing strong drink. Some of the brightest and most talented people, it has been my good fortune to know, have become drunks and alcoholics and have not begun to utilize the great talents God gave them. They have ended up dying young or being severely afflicted or taking their own lives. My friends, alcohol is the most dangerous drug ever invented by the fertile imagination of human beings. The tragic list of prominent people who thought they could control their drinking would reach from here to the moon and back. I have time to give you just one example. I was not an avid reader when I was in elementary school or in high school, but I had an older brother who was. He had read and encouraged me to read Jack London's books, The Call of the Wild and White Fang. I found the books fascinating and have taught some of Jack London's books in my high school English classes. At one time, Jack London was one of the most popular writers in America. Wherever he made a public appearance, people flocked to hear him. Not only was he admired by the public, but by literary critics, sociologists, and philosophers, who also wrote glowing critiques of his books and articles. He was a storyteller par excellence. He was also a civic-minded man, and initiated many social and industrial reforms. Now let me pick up Jack London's story in Upton Sinclair's outstanding book, The Cup of Fury. Sinclair wrote, "In 1913, the year before World War I, Jack London published a little book entitled John Barleycorn. It was a gallant work in which he told the story of a life of wild drinking, beginning incredibly enough at the age of 5, and continuing more than 30 years. In this book," he said, "mine is no tale of a reformed drunkard. I was never a drunkard, and I have not reformed. No, I shall take my drink on occasion. With all the books on my shelves, with all the thoughts of the thinker shaded by my particular temperament, I have decided coolly and deliberately that I should continue to do what I have been trained to want to do. I will drink, but oh, more skillfully, more discreetly than ever before. Never again will I be a peripatetic conflagration." And then at the age of 40, Jack London gave his last word on the subject of liquor. He took his own life. Pages 11 and 12. Maybe you're saying, "But that could not happen to me." But, dear friends, that's how deceptive and destructive and addictive alcohol is. Use self-control and leave it alone. Thank you, and may God bless you.